I know. I was thinking about it, but I didn't want to make, didn't want to be too forward or anything, so I was just going to play it out.
Mitchie, actions speak louder than words, my friend.
So, yeah, the first thing you guys did was the go-karting in Langley. Did you let her win? What? How was that?
No, I actually didn't. My competitive side came out, so I think she underestimated me. First round, pretty much lapped her a few times, and then I think she had enough of it because there's a little 5-year-old boy that was doing laps around me, and I think she paid him to just mess with me the second one. It was pretty fun, though.
We asked her, like, when you first met her, because you've only seen pictures and stuff, what did she think of your look? She said that you're a total cutie. What about when you first saw her? What did you think?
That she's a gorgeous girl. She's a good-looking girl, you know? Aww. I was just wondering why she's on, why is she single or anything, so.
Did you offer to drive, or was it something where you both were kind of like humming and hawing, thinking?
Yeah, I just figured that it would probably be easiest. That was my gesture of roses, because I figured they would die in the car. And
you know how much gas costs these days?
Yeah.
That's way better
exactly.
than roses.
Yeah.
Good man. Okay, so now you're at the range in Langley. You're shooting guns. You're not really gun people. She was a little worried. Did you try to comfort her at all, physically, sexually?
I could see that she was a little nervous, but she was keeping it together. And the best part is that she got to go first. I think she was expecting me to go first, but the guys at the range were like, nope, she's up first. So I was actually very impressed on how much she could hit the target. But there was a little concern that how much she aimed at the crotch of the guy. So I didn't know if that was she was giving me off hints, or like a good hint or a bad hint, like watch your back or...
Oh,
well,
you
shoot where you look. So
yeah, it's true.
So okay, and I mean, you went to the town hall. You had some drinks. Let's fast forward because we want to get to the part where you guys all meet up at the Yale afterwards, and she's wasted. So she fully admitted that she probably had a little bit too much to drink.
Yes.
From your side of things, how much did you have to drink, and how was she?
I just remember being in the Yale line, and I was doing like the swing, and I was like, wow, I need to sober up if I'm gonna make it and see her. So I kind of cut back a little bit, and then she finally texted me that she was coming. So, and then when I first saw her, then yeah, I could notice that she had a lot to drink, but she was still had a good time. Like, she kept together and anything, didn't embarrass herself. I had to buy her pizza at the end of the night and put some water, give her water.
Tell us about the makeout at the bar. That's what everyone wants to know about. Was it in the Yale, outside the Yale? She says it happened in the bar, she thinks.
Yeah, it was in the bar. I could see a few people taking pictures of us, so I don't know if that was her friends or if that was just some random JR listening and that was going to get posted everywhere, like, oh my God, the 12 dates is here. And
well, we need to see those pictures if they exist, people.
Yeah, that's one thing I was kind of happy about when I found out she was going to the Yale, because then I didn't want everyone to be like, wow, I guess his date didn't go good because he's at the bar after his date.
You know, I thought about that. I was thinking while you're at the range or go-karting, if people recognized you or came up to you guys and were like, hey, are you the 12 dates peeps?
A few people at the range and asking that we were the 12 dates and everything.
Really?
And they said, so yeah, everyone sat around and watched us shoot the big gun and everything.
Oh my gosh.
How was the kiss? Because I feel like you remember it a little bit better than her. Was it tonguey? Was it sloppy?
Well, we don't need to know that.
Yes, we do.
I mean, there was a kiss before the Yale, so that was good.
Oh.
Okay, so that one was a bit, it was obviously more sober.
Yeah, there was when we were leaving town hall and saying our goodbyes till later. Yeah, there was a kiss on the lips.
Oh, cute.
Oh, wow.
This is great. This there's obviously a chemistry between you guys.
Yeah, definitely. It was
okay.
One thing that our server came up to us at town hall and she was asking us just like what we were doing and everything. And we're like, oh, this is actually our first blind date. And the server couldn't believe it because she said she's worked in the restaurant for so long. Just like the way we talked to each other and there was no awkwardness in between us. She was just like, wow, I can't believe that you guys are actually, this is your first time meeting and hanging out.
So second date?
Yeah, for sure. I had a great time. I could definitely see myself going on a second date with her and hanging out with her.
I think that maybe something could come out of this more serious.
We'll see how things go.
Yeah.
I don't like to make assumptions or anything. Definitely. It was not what I was expecting, that's for sure.
Really?
Yeah, it was way better than like I could imagine a first blind date or anything.
And you guys had fun?
Yeah, it was awesome.